I'm Mindy Todd. Welcome to The Point. Now in its ninth year, the Provincetown Jazz Festival brings jazz musicians from around the world to venues across Cape Cod each summer. And thanks to the efforts of festival organizers, there are also year-round opportunities to hear, perform, and learn more about jazz on the Cape. Joining us to talk about the jazz tradition in the Cape and Islands is Bart Weissman, musician and Provincetown Jazz Festival founder. Hey, Bart.
Hi, Mindy.
Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
All right, so many people don't automatically associate jazz with Cape Cod, but the festival in its ninth year now, jazz has certainly become much more popular. So what originally prompted you to undertake a jazz festival? And this started in Provincetown on the very tip of Cape Cod.
The very tip. And that's when I was living in Provincetown. We've since moved to Orleans. But the Cape has a rich history of jazz that goes back to the 40s and 50s. There was George Wein, who started the jazz festival, had a club with Paul Nossiter called Storyville in Harwich. And then up in Provincetown, we had the A House, which back in the 50s and 60s, you know, they had Billie Holiday when she lost her cabaret card or ability to perform in New York. Miles Davis was there. And then Dizzy Gillespie came to Town Hall. So there was a rich tradition of jazz on the Cape from Falmouth to Provincetown. But there really wasn't a traditional, you know, couple-day jazz festival as we know it. There are certainly a lot of concert series that were, you know, here and there. So we started 9 years ago, and the idea was to start a jazz festival, knowing that we had some limitations, that the town hall would only seat so many seats, so we couldn't have a 2,000 or 3,000-person festival. We wanted to keep it indoors so we didn't have to worry about the weather. But also we wanted to present jazz talent that people might not normally see in their town. The Melody Ten has 2,200 seats. You can go see Tony Bennett there, mm-hmm. Diana Krall. But we wanted to present some people from all across the country, all parts of the world that you just couldn't see. And since then, we've presented people from as far away as New Zealand, UK, Canada, and across the United States. And we specialized in Washington, D.C. last year, where I come from. So,
yeah. So, and you mentioned these limitations because you don't have these large venues. So oftentimes, are these musicians that are up and coming or just people who've been well-known somewhere else that haven't ever visited the Cape?
Really both.
Yeah.
We have some musicians. We did a competition at Berkeley where we selected a sax player, an up-and-coming sax player and trumpet. We had a competition and brought the faculty from Berkeley to back them as a trio. And that was very successful. We've brought people who have been known for years but just don't have the name recognition, mm-hmm. you know, aren't on that tier with Chick Corea or Herbie Hancock. So it's the ability to come out to a beautiful place, Provincetown, and now we also in to it. And, you know, hear some great jazz. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the festival, we really concentrate on music. I mean, we have a couple vendors. Ben and Jerry's gives us ice cream and they donate the proceeds. And we have Poland Spring gives us water. But it's really not about food and music, you know, anything but music. It's about coming in.
Is this the second, third year at Kootenai? How many?
Third year at Kootenai.
So this is now your, so because of some, you know, there's some people on this end of the Cape who don't want to drive.
That's right.
I'll drive, but most people don't want to drive all the way down to Provincetown. I have to say, in the summer, can't blame them. So you've sort of picked not quite a mid-Cape, but between upper and mid-Cape location.
Well, we do have a bus that's donated by Plymouth and Brockton, which starts out at exit 6 and goes to exit 10. That's full. And that goes Saturday to Provincetown, and people have a great time on the bus. But that filled up really quickly this year. Kootenai was just an easy selection because I've been doing concerts there year-round. And David Keene is just so warm and welcoming. And we picked the Monday because it's dark for them. Mm-hmm. And we get whatever show they're doing. Last year was Cabaret. This year it's Company. We go with their stage setup, their audience setup, and we just set up around there. We have a ball. And the concert's sold out. It mm-hmm. was sold out last year and it sold out the year before. So
yeah,
I guess we're doing something right.
I love that idea of using whatever stage they're using for whatever production's going on. That's kind of makes it a little more creative for you.
Exactly.
Where to put people.
Town Hall is a different format. We have carte blanche. There's a beautiful balcony, 700 seats. We take all the banners of our sponsors and put them around. And then we set up the stage. We have professional lights and sound. So that's neat. We know it's going to be, you know, it's air conditioned. Mm-hmm. It's indoors and it's beautifully renovated town hall.
Oh, it is gorgeous. They did a wonderful job. Yeah. So is the Cape getting a reputation in the jazz world or are jazz at this point with the ninth anniversary, I'm imagining when you call and say, hey, do you want to be part of this festival? They're not going, where? Who?
It's the opposite. I get people, I think our number one export in the United States is jazz. I get contacted from people all around the world who want to perform at the Provincetown Jazz Festival. I never have to look for talent. And some of those people will come. For instance, Kathy Cousins, who wants to perform, and we may have her next year, she came down to the Grand Cru during the winter when she was going to be playing in Boston and New Hampshire, and she came down and did a night. So that tells you that somebody at that level from Michigan who wants to come here and say, hey, I really want to audition for this. I want to be part of this. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
The New Zealand couple we had, Josh and Adrian Hindmarsh, they came down to the Grand Cru and performed with me during the winter, and they were so great, we decided to have them in Provincetown, and she became our first B3 organ player.
Wow, that's awesome. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the lineup for this year's festival. You kick off in Provincetown on August 17th. That's a Saturday. Opening act is guitarist Jane Miller. Tell us a little bit more about her.
Yes. Jane Miller is from Berkeley, and I was doing some acupuncture up in Wellfleet, and Liz Grant is wonderful, and she said, I want you to listen to this jazz album. Now, usually there's nice music in the background, you fall asleep. Of course, I stayed up the whole time, and I called Jane, and we've done a concert in Wellfleet, we've done a concert in Hyannis, and this is her debut at the festival, and we're going to hear a solo track off her new CD. It's called Here's That Rainy Day.
A nice sound.
Yeah, that's Jane Miller, and that's her brand new solo CD. And the whole CD is solo. We'll listen to her with a group in a second. She's going to have Circe Miller with her, who is from Berkeley. This is the Berkeley contingent, and David Clark, who's a bass player from Berkeley. And I might join them for one, but they consider what they do chamber jazz. Circe is an amazing sax player. I just had her at a concert in Dennis. We're going to listen to another track from Jane Miller. This is something we perform with our smooth jazz group. It's called Free Alongside Ship.
Lovely sound.
Oh, she does,
and she
composed that. Yeah, I love performing that song around the Cape and telling people about it. So they'll be opening, and then the second half of the program will be the New Guitar Summit.
I know. I'm like, this is a name we know.
Yeah.
Jay Giles.
Yeah.
Hello.
That Jay Giles. Yeah, I have to say that all the time because people like.
Is it that same Jay Giles?
Yeah, same
Well,
Jay.
I told you when before we went on the air, Jay Giles with his other band, the Jay Giles Band, I think I saw them maybe 7-8 times in the 70s. First time I ever saw them, I think, was 1972 at Dillon Stadium in Hartford, Connecticut. They were opening for Alice Cooper, and they stole the show.
Oh, yeah.
They were awesome.
Oh, amazing. Well, Jay is and what we have to tell our listeners is that, you know, that's Jay Perry Giles Band. With the jazz and blues, he goes by J-A-Y, you know. But Jay started off, I've worked a couple times with him now. I just was up in Marblehead working with him. And he started off on trumpet, and he still plays trumpet. And his first love is jazz and blues. And, you know, obviously rock made him a fortune. And now he's back to doing his first love. And this New Guitarist Summit is amazing. Howard Alden, who's arguably the best jazz guitarist in the world. Did you see Sweet and Lowdown?
I don't think
Woody Allen's movie.
No.
He did all the music for that. It's loosely based on Django Reinhardt. He taught Sean Penn how to play the guitar for it. And then Jerry Bodwin, award-winning singer and guitarist, who will be the three of them, and Jerry leads the group.
So what are we going to listen to?
We're going to listen to Little Bitty Pretty One from the New Guitar Summit.
Okay, that was the wrong track.
That's okay. That's flying home. Your listeners would have corrected me. They would have said, wait a minute, that's flying home. Yeah. So the format is three guitars. And, you know, they trade back and forth. And it's just a great guitar summit. It's been done by other guitarists, but this is the new guitar summit. We're going to have our first vibes player. Jerry's son, Gerard Bodwin III, is going to be on vibes. And I just worked with him up in Marblehead. And we also brought him to the Cape recently because we're doing a CD with Elias Lieberman, the rabbi from Falmouth, and he needed a vibes player, so we brought Gerard in for that.
We have to just stop here for a second. Okay, Rabbi Elias Lieberman, who's a wonderful, wonderful person. I didn't know he was a musician, but evidently he's had this talent for a long time.
He has. He asked me about recording. We got together, and he said, "Would you produce and play on it?" We have a fantastic new studio in Orleans. It's owned and engineered by John Evans, who is the bass player for Tori Amos. And John's on the CD. And we brought in trumpet for one track and vibes. And we just had a ball. It's just about completed. And Elias he's very prolific. There's a large amount of material. We had to narrow it down to 14 tunes. Mm-hmm. There's some reggae on there. There's some rock. There's
Who
some folk.
Knew?
But this beautiful tune has vibes on it, and Gerard's on that. So in the new guitar assembly, we'll have three guitars, Ron Ormsby on bass, myself on drums, and then Gerard Bodwin is our first vibes player at the festival.
Wow. All right. So do we dare? So I think maybe track four is the one we were thinking of playing. Let's see what track four is. I like it.
Oh, it's great. And it's funny, in Marblehead, the bass player was Jesse Williams, terrific bass player out of Boston, and he saw the trumpet there the whole time. He's like, "Jay, what's that? What's that? Are you going to play?" And it's Miles Davis, the same model trumpet that Miles played, his beautiful mouthpiece. And I took Jay. Jay was outside and we were talking. And he's got this encyclopedic knowledge of trumpets. I mean, he knows all about this. And he met Louis Armstrong, and it's just exciting to see him up there. And
does he still have all that energy? I just remember him just being a bundle of energy on stage.
Yeah, and we all gave him a hard time because the amplifier came out and said Jay Giles custom amplifier.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
So, as we mentioned, Jay is getting back to his blues and jazz roots after that very successful career and with his rock band. So, what is the influence of jazz and blues on rock? Because we hear that quite often.
Oh,
people who come from the rock, that was really what started.
That's really where it started. The British Invasion, those guys were all listening to blues.
Right. The Beatles.
Of course, Jimi Hendrix. I mean, that all came out of the blues tradition. And of course, blues is, everything from the original jazz, traditional jazz on up, is based on blues.
Yeah.
When we teach kids how to play, we teach them blues scales. And
this might be a good point to talk about that. You're going to be doing some stuff about jazz education. We have big band kind of stuff in a lot of the schools, and now we're going to have opportunities for kids to play in jazz combos.
Yeah, so since my wife and I moved from Provincetown to Orleans, it's given me an opportunity to do stuff more in the Mid-Cape, and I've been teaching for a year, and Stephanie Weaver, who's just a fabulous musician, terrific organizer, came from Michigan, and where she had six combos, and she said, "I'd really like for you to start the combos program." So we're starting this fall. It's open to all ages. And the conservatory, it's called C Jazz for Combo Jazz. And we hope to have multiple combos going at once at different levels. And it's an opportunity for kids as well as adults to play in a small band setting. We've been doing the Jazz Jam, which came out of the Provincetown Jazz Festival now for 8 years. But that's only once a month. This is an opportunity for, 8, 9 tenths of weeks for kids to learn and play jazz.
And then go to the jazz jam.
And then go to the jazz jam and show what they've learned. But we will have a recital at the end of the program, too.
Yeah. So now, is this going to be available both at the, this is the Cape Cod Conservatory. Is it going to be on the Falmouth campus, too, or just
We're starting at Barnstable right now. For the Summer Sounds, we did do a presentation in Falmouth.
And you're listening to The Point. We're talking about jazz and the Provincetown Jazz Festival with Bart Wiseman, who is a musician and also the festival founder. All right, so it's really important for kids and adults interested in music to have an introduction to all genres. So besides, we mentioned this jazz education that you're going to be doing, what other educational activities is the festival involved with that teach both kids and adults about music?
Well, you know, our first and foremost mission is to get people in of all ages. So we're always welcoming, you know, kids to come to the festival, 11, 12, 13, 14, whatever it is. The other thing is that we, you know, we've done outreach. We just did some Summer Sounds presentation for the conservatory. And, you know, the idea for me is what was passed on to me, we're trying to pass on to other generations. But the way we've been most successful has really been in the jazz jam, because the kids come down to Hyannis at the Island Merchant. They get to sit in with professionals and they get very excited about it. And then they can go back and then go back to their instrument and learn more. And all of the educators on the Cape have been sending kids there for years. And that came out of the Provincetown Jazz Festival. We had 40 professional musicians show up on a Sunday in August, the second year of the Jazz Festival. I knew we could do this year round, and we've done it year round ever since.
So the festival also features some local jazz musicians, and these performances are at, we mentioned, the Catuit Center for the Arts. So that's on August 19th. Tell us a little bit about who's going to be performing.
Yeah, this is pretty exciting. Fred Freed and Bruce Abbott. Fred Freed on guitar. By the way, we should talk about guitars first of all. We have five guitarists making their debut at the festival.
Wow.
Two of them play seven strings, Howard Alden and Jerry Bodwin. Fred plays an eight string.
Oh, my goodness. I've never even seen them.
Of those. So five guitars, 34 strings. Do the math.
Wow.
Anyway, so Fred Freed and Bruce Abbott haven't been playing really south of Yarmouth since I've known them. And they have this group that's terrific. They have Mickey Mitsuki on drums and Michael Lavoie on bass. And they perform in Provincetown every summer. And I said to them, hey, you guys, come down to Catuit and open the festival. So Mickey will be on drums and Michael on bass and then Fred on guitar. And then Bruce Abbott, who's wonderful on sax. I get to work with him in the Cape Cod Jazz Quintet. And this is a little sampling of their duo that we're going to play. It's called Some Time Ago.
Asked these guys to come down to Catuit, did they say where?
Yeah. Exactly. Where's Catuit? What exit? Bruce obviously is playing flute on there. He's really one of our gems on the Cape and just amazing flutist, saxes, whatever. We even play clarinet recently.
I love that mix though of people from, you know, far away and local, and you know, it's a nice blend.
These two have been playing together for a while. But again, Michael Lavoie on bass from New Bedford, Mickey Mitsuki from Boston playing drums. Always love when new drummers come. It's great. And they're going to be opening the festival at that concert on the 19th. And unfortunately, that one's sold out. Mm-hmm. August 17th is not sold out, but August 19th is sold out.
And then tell us about Donna Byrne, because she's going to be singing, right?
Yeah, Donna has a long, rich history on the Cape. A lot of people know her from her days with Dave McKenna, working with Dave. And she's currently on the South Shore living. She'll be coming with her husband, who's Marshall Wood. He's the bass player for Tony Bennett. On piano will be Tim Ray, who's no stranger to the Cape. He's best known as the pianist for Lyle Lovett. Donna has just an incredible voice. We're going to listen to something by her. This is called I'm Afraid the Masquerade is Over.
Your eyes don't shine like they used to shine, and the thrill is gone when your lips meet mine. I'm afraid The masquerade is over, and so is love, and so is love. Your words don't mean what they used to mean. They were once inspired.
Lovely voice.
Yeah, wow. I'll give you what Tony Bennett says. It doesn't get any better than this. One of the best jazz singers in the country today.
Wow.
She's the real McCoy. So
it's all these hidden gems that you know.
I know.
It's amazing.
Isn't this great? And this is, you know, you've got somebody coming in from, let's say, Texas, and they're on the Cape, and they bought a ticket. They get to see her. She'll never go to Texas and perform
right.
there. You know, that's the beauty of all this, yeah. is bringing these people from all over. And we can sample another one
yeah,
of hers.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to hear
Yeah, this
one
is called Surrey with the Fringe on Top.
Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I see you out in Surrey. When I see you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. See the fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy folks will peep through their shutters and the eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, and the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes of glass grins, you can pull right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two white side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig, I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I care to swap for the shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Wow. Looking forward to that.
I do a concert series every summer. We're now in our eighth year. It's called at the Provincetown Art Association Museum. And I bring in different singers. And Donna and Tim and Marshall and I have been working there. And last year I said to her, listen, I'm not going to bring you back. You know, expecting her to say, what? You're going to be at the jazz festival. And she was so excited.
Yeah.
And Marshall was supposed to perform a couple things at the jazz festival. And Tony keeps bringing him out on the road. So this year he'll be there. I'm very
yeah.
excited. And he's her arranger, composer.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Oh, it's going to be great.
So, now, there used to be three festivals on the Cape and Islands, but we lost one this year, the Vineyard Festival.
The Vineyard stopped. I don't know if they're going to start in 2014, but they're gone for 2013. Jazz Fest Falmouth, who mm-hmm. we share sponsorship
right.
with, and I performed there last year. We're looking very excited. They have Tierney Sutton this year, and they also have a jazz stroll, and it's great.
So this is sort of growing then. I mean,
yeah. It's
so,
great.
So, yeah. So, and you're all three kind of talk and collaborate somewhat?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You have
yeah.
to. And, you know, there's a jazz series at Wequosset that they do. You know, we talked about it, the Art Association. This year at the Wellfleet Harbor Actors Theater, I booked a music festival for them, and we had big band and small band and cabaret, which is great. Orleans, we're doing a brand new concert series on the Green. We have the Cape Cod Conservatory big band there tonight at 6 mm-hmm. o'clock for free. If it's raining, we go in Snow Library. The Cultural Center of Cape Cod.
Oh, my gosh. They do so much stuff there. Yeah.
We said the Grand Crew at the Cape Cod mm-hmm. Resort. We're there at least four times a month. And Katuit, of course, Jazz Fest Falmouth. And then the Catania's, the great family that owns the Hearth and Kettle, and they own the Daniel Webster. They also own the John Carver Inn in Plymouth.
Mm-hmm.
And they built a brand new restaurant there called Waterfire, which has you sit around a waterfall and they have different lights and everything. So we started playing jazz there in Plymouth. And, you know, I can get from Orleans to Plymouth faster than I could get from Provincetown to Hyannis.
I know so
it's crazy.
True. I know.
So there's
lots
jazz.
Lots of venues.
Lots
yeah.
of jazz, lots of stuff happening. And, you know, and all kinds of different kinds of jazz.
Yeah.
You know, traditional smooth jazz, you know, big band, small band. So. You know, the Cape's a happening place.
Yeah. And Plymouth, like you said, there's some great places in Plymouth
yeah.
as well. Yeah.
yeah.
So, and then, so we're talking about the jazz festivals, but not limited to the festivals we're mentioning. So, but off season, what are some of the best places to hear jazz year round? And do we have, I know we have some great local performers, but are they here playing in the winter as well?
Well, that's the thing that I've been concentrating on is at the Cape Cod Resort, the Grand Crew, bringing in people from off Cape. So I have lined up already for the next 6 months people who are coming in from Boston and New York and different places to perform. So, yeah, you can go there for, you know, you buy dinner, or, you know, there's no cover,
mm-hmm.
and you can catch that. The other thing that's kind of been fun is we do a Sunday jazz night in July and August. This year we're doing it up at Riverway in Yarmouth, South Yarmouth. And I've been bringing in, we just had Ron Zach from the Boston area, and we had Chris Taylor from Sharon, Mass. And so we've been bringing people in that way, too, concentrating on different settings. That's a piano-based drums, traditional mm-hmm. Dave McKenna style. And then at the Grand Crew, we can bring in singers and guitarists and sax players and different things. So, yeah, there's a lot happening there.
One of the things, when you look at the local music scene here and musicians, and I'm not talking just jazz, because you don't play just jazz.
No, I do everything.
And it's really interesting to see how many of you are playing in multiple groups.
Yes.
How do you keep track? And no, I mean, that just seems crazy, but...
Well, you know, it's great to be labeled as a jazz drummer, but I've always been a drummer, and I've studied with the principal percussionist of the National Symphony, so I'm really a percussionist, my background, but... it's going in and saying, okay, I'm now playing with George Gritzbach Blues Band, okay, and I've got a gig coming up with George, and I'm playing in a blues setting. This is the way you approach blues, and it's also a mental as well as an ear thing where you say, okay, this is the style I'm playing in. Tonight I'm playing big band. You play stylistically the way you play with big band. So it has to be your approach to the instrument, the way you approach it. Some people just want to stay in one style, and that's all they do. I've been, you know, blessed that I can go into different groups and play different styles. This thing we're doing with Elias Lieberman, it's definitely not a jazz project.
Right.
And but you have to go in stylistically. If it's just a shaker, you just do the shaker. If it's just a background guitar part, you do the background guitar. With the new Guitar Summit, you know, you have to approach it as a drummer differently than you would approach playing with a trio, because there's certain things you can do and can't do, and so you have to follow certain rules. So part of it is just leaving your ego at the door, going in and playing, and just having a ball.
Yeah, but it really is amazing how multi-talented some of these people here. So when we go back to talking about educating kids in music, and sometimes the kids will start out, you know, maybe on the clarinet, and they move to the saxophone, and you know, the piano. I mean, it really, depending on what their interests might be, do you think kids are taught that way? Like, okay, here's the basic principles if you're playing this type of music versus that type of music?
I think that the teachers I met on the Cape are all fantastic, and they're open to having their students explore different things. Like the vocalists, okay, it's not just classical. It can be jazz. It can be pop and rock. So I think that it comes from the teacher, you know, an openness to stay, explore, try different things, you know, go home and put a CD on and play to it, learn. And that's part of the – and then coming out to the live experiences, allowing them have an opportunity to perform with live professional musicians. There's nothing like it.
Yeah. And it's funny how some of these kids just – the talent that they have, right? I'm just thinking of that little – I think he's 9 years old, Jonathan Ford, who plays the Irish whistle.
Yeah.
Who's going to, I think he may be in Ireland for that competition right now. We had him on maybe a week or two ago. Wow, he just blew me away what he could do with that little thing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And that's at his age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So some kids just naturally, and like, I think he really has an ear for it.
Well, I think that's a great example. There's Clayton March as his teacher. I think he is a great example of a teacher who's open to himself playing different styles and taking the kid into, you know, let's try these things. And even he was blown away by it, I must say.
Exactly.
Talent does help, you know. Nature, nurture, well, I think kids got talent.
I have to tell you, I'm always jealous of those people who can play by ear.
Yeah.
I wish. Yeah. All right. So next year is going to be your 10th anniversary.
Yes.
What direction do you think the festival is going to take? I'm sure you're already thinking those terms, even though this one's happening now.
Format-wise, we'll stay the same. One in Provincetown, one in Kituit, but we have some special guests coming, and we have some exciting things happening for the festival. A duet that's been in the making for about 40 or 50 years that the two singers have always wanted to work together. So we won't
keeping
give
that
it
a secret.
I won't give it away yet. But they're two of the top singers, and they've always wanted to work together. So we're doing something special there. And I think that the festival has grown because people know no matter who's there, it's going to be great jazz. It's going to be a terrific concert. And we still have seats open for August 17th.
Have you thought of going forward of expanding it even bigger than the two venues to maybe doing something on Nantucket and incorporating the festival in the vineyard?
You know, I've learned a long time ago that I put a box around what I can do and what I can't do. And, you know, when Stephanie said, would you take over this program? I said, yeah, but if you want me to manage a bunch of teachers, I'm not the person.
Right.
So it's a Peter principle. You know, I know what I can do and can't do. And this is very successful now. We're a nonprofit. We do give some of the proceeds away to worthy causes. So it's important, I think, to stay with where we are now. Who knows 15 years down the road? But right now we're kind of sticking with our – through the help of our sponsors who turn on our lights, we're having a great time.
Yeah, but I suppose if somebody wanted to do something on the islands, they could give you a call and
they
maybe
could give
pick
me a
your brain
absolutely.
A little.
Okay. Well, I was just over in Nantucket Plains, so I'm Yeah, ready to go.
Okay. And so let me ask you about the nonprofits, because every year you choose a different group of nonprofits
To give money to.
So who are they this year?
Well, we haven't done a final selection, but helping our women on the Outer Cape has been fabulous, and we always try to give to them every year. And last year we gave to the Cape Cod Literacy Project. I think this year we have one scholarship in mind we'd like to give to that's for Lou Colombo. It's in his name.
Right.
And then a couple other things. And, you know, the board of directors helps select that. Mm-hmm. It's not a...
And is it pretty much all volunteers that put this, that help with the festival?
Yeah, actually, I'm the chief cook and bottle washer. My wife is, Amy Heller, is very helpful year-round, as well as the rest of the board. But helping our women volunteers every year, they put volunteers out there.
All right, so you mentioned earlier that...
And of course, Katuit is great.
Yeah, that you get all of these jazz musicians coming to you that you don't really have to recruit anymore
like
you did in the first couple of years. So I imagine you get a lot of really interesting people that you have to say, no thanks. So how do you make that determination?
Well, sometimes it's hard because it's in Russian and you're sitting saying, yeah, how do you say no in Russian? You say we have a long waiting list, but, you know, there are some people who really want to make the effort. I've had people from Europe who have come over and they've sat in with me. I always offer if they want to come over to visit the Cape and sit in, they're welcome to. And anybody who does that obviously gets a notch up on the festival because they're willing to put the effort out
and
there.
And you're also getting to play with them and sort of see what the level of talent is.
Exactly. And some of these people are just absolutely amazing.
So you have a waiting list.
Yes.
How long is that? Is
pretty,
it years?
Pretty long.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it's years out.
Wow.
And it's very difficult because it's hard saying no to people. But, you know, we're one of the few festivals by the fall we know who we're going to use. Because I can't stand – I've got to get that done.
Yeah.
Everything else can wait, but that can't wait. So – but for the 10th year, we have some plans already in motion. So we'll let everybody know by the fall. But then the rest of the year, people keep contacting me, and you know, we get a waiting list going, and I've met some beautiful people from Brazil and, you know, all over who, you know, stay in contact, and you just never know. They might be on the Cape. You know, it's very you get people from Canada who come down, and just some wonderful musicians. And at the Jazz Jam, you know, we have top-notch talent. This time we'll probably – this Jazz Jam coming up, Rebecca Paris may come down, Howard Alden may come down, so –
Is the Jazz Jam sort of, I know everybody kind of comes in and just plays, and is it somebody just shows up sometime and you go, wow, I didn't know they were going to be here? And
exactly. It's always like one
of those drop-ins where big names can.
Yeah, it's always like that. I met Joe Maraney there, who was the last clarinetist with Louis Armstrong. I was like, what are you doing? And I put him on the festival.
Yeah.
Holly Ross I met there from String of Pearls. And, you know, the pianist I use year-round, Fred Boyle, that's how I met him. He walked in one day. So
tell us about where the Jazz Jam is so people can know if they want to go check
it. It's the third Sunday of every month year-round. It's at 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And it's at the Island Merchant on Main Street, Hyannis.
Okay.
And they have a wonderful job. But I always encourage people to call ahead for a reservation, because if you don't, we have to turn people away all
and
the
time. And as far as the musicians, though, if you're a jazz musician, you
stop
can just
by.
Drop by.
Just drop by.
Wow.
And
okay.
as long as they get by early enough, I can get them in, getting on my iPad and putting all of them.
So. All right. So we have a piece by Bruce Abbott to take us out.
Yeah, and he'll be on sax. And this is an original called Gregorio.
And coming up next after the break, Sean Corcoran has a conversation with the chef from Chez Panisse in Berkeley, California, about the farm-to-table food movement. Bart Wiseman, founder of the Provincetown Jazz Festival. Thanks, Bart, for being here.
Thank you, Mindy.